Hi, it's a beautiful spring morning in Paarl, South Africa. I'm standing on the site of the Afrikaans Language Monument, which is situated in Paarl. Afrikaans is one of the 11 official languages of South Africa. I'm sharing this space with a school group, so there's a lot of chatter and laughter and enjoyment going on. Our three phrasal verbs today are line up, chip in, and pierce through. The phrasal verb line up has three different meanings. The first meaning is to arrange things or people in a straight line or a row. Let's look at the definitions. A straight line is the shortest distance between two points. And when you arrange people or things in a row, then you try to put them more or less in a straight line. The principle that underlies this practice of lining up is fairness. Another principle would be order, because when people queue, they line up, the first person who arrives gets served first, and the people who arrive later are served later, or the first person who arrives enters first and the others enter later. Here is a sample sentence. The children line up in front of the monument before they enter. The second meaning of line up is to align. Now, those of you who are short, as I am, may have the same problem. Whenever you have to enter a gated parking lot and you have to get the ticket first, it's difficult to line up the car so that you can reach out and take the ticket comfortably. Usually it means I have to lean out of the window to get hold of the ticket, or I have to open the door, get out of the car, get the ticket while the rest of the impatient drivers are lining up behind me. That sentence that I've just used illustrates both meanings of line up. The first is to align the car with the ticket dispenser, and the second one, of course, is lining up in a row. The cars are lining up in the row behind you when you waste time trying to get hold of the tickets. Another sample sentence that illustrates line up as in a line is the following. When you drill holes in a wall, make sure they line up. Otherwise, when you attach the curtain rail will be skew. So you have to make sure that the holes are in a straight line. Otherwise, your curtain rail will not be in a straight line. So, a sample sentence from the world of DIY. Do it yourself. The third meaning of line up is to arrange for something to happen. Sample sentence. She has lined up two models to be part of the fashion show judging panel. So this person has arranged for two models to be judges at the fashion show. Now for our second phrasal verb, chip in. We're going to look at two different meanings of the phrasal verb chip in. The first one is to interrupt. Sample sentence one. While I was filming this video, the children kept chipping in.
Hello!
Meaning of chip in is to contribute to something that is bought along with other people. For instance, you contribute to a gift. You chip in on a gift to buy someone a gift. Here's another sample sentence. All the guys who went to the beach in my car promised to chip in for gas. Unfortunately, only two did, and I was left paying the lion's share. The lion's share is an idiom meaning paying the greatest part of something. So this poor guy was bargaining on getting some money back for gas, but unfortunately those who had promised to chip in to make a donation towards the gas did not all do so. Our third phrasal verb is pierce through, and we will look at three different meanings. The first meaning of pierce through is to make a hole through something using a sharp object. Sample sentence one. I had to stab the steak several times before the fork pierced through it. Sample sentence two. The bull's horn pierced through the matador's cheek. A matador is a bullfighter. And it's important to realize that in fact pierce through is a tautology. Tautology is when you say the same thing twice. Now why would you do that? For emphasis. Because the word, the verb, pierce, already means to penetrate something or to go through it. So now you're adding another preposition which means through. So you're saying go through. And the reason you do that, as I've just explained, is to give more power to the verb pierce. When you make it a phrasal verb, pierce through, you're suggesting even greater force than the verb pierce has on its own. The second meaning of pierce through is figurative. It means to penetrate through in order to touch the heart of someone. Sample sentence. The woman's screams failed to pierce through the indifference of her neighbors. Now, indifference is when you don't care about someone else. In this case, the woman's screams signaled that she was in trouble, yet they could not touch the hearts of those around her. The people didn't feel any pity for her. They didn't help her. Her screams could not penetrate through their indifference, their hard-heartedness. The third meaning of pierce through is to force a way through something. Sample sentence. The woman pierced through the veil of secrecy behind which the company tried to hide. So in this case, the company was telling lies, it was trying to hide something, but this woman conducted such a thorough investigation that she managed to get through that veil of secrecy. She managed to penetrate the lies and reveal the truth. Well, that's all I have lined up for you today. I hope the week to come will be great for you, that your friends will all chip in and buy you a fantastic gift, and finally, that you won't get pierced through by a sharp object. Bye.